all honesty, I'm not sure how well I am today, and I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to get in front of this microphone, but I do have a lot I need to share with you today. Would you stay with me?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. If I sound weak, it's because I am. And I'm going to struggle to try to get through this at least first segment of today's program. Had a lot of stories that I wanted to share, and I may try to get to them if I can later this week, but I need to give you some updates and let you know where things are. As many of you know, I may have forgotten, but that's all right. I had surgery last Tuesday. Now, I really thought the surgery was going to be, you know, an hour or so. It's for the bladder cancer, just to see how things were. I was under over 5 hours. And when I woke up, it was not easy to get up. The stuff lingered in my body and I couldn't sleep right. My mind was just racing. And I spent several days just exhausted but unable to sleep. I would lay down and I'd doze off, then I'd wake up, my mind just racing. I did something this past weekend I've never had to do in my 30 years of ministry. And that is canceling a church service because I couldn't make it. I just can't do it. I can barely stand up for more than a few minutes before I'm sweating and getting dizzy. My sleep patterns now, because of the surgery, are totally interrupted. I can only sleep for a few minutes here and there, doze off, try to get back to sleep, then I wake up. And it's going to be that way for a while. In addition, I really don't know what the future is going to hold. This has been a struggle going on. Well, it started about 2 years ago, back in 2022, when I had a little sign that there was something not right with me physically and needed to be looked at. And it turned out, after through the mess that is healthcare today, it took forever to get to somebody to finally diagnose that I had bladder cancer. And we've been dealing with it with surgeries and treatments for the last 19 months. And I was hoping that we were, shall we say, doing better. But in looking at the pathology report, I don't think we're any different than we were a year ago or a year and a half ago. So right now, I don't know what to expect going forward. And like I say, having to have my wife contact our little congregation and say that I can't be there and not able to do the service was heartbreaking. I didn't want to do that, but I had no choice. And so I've been thinking for the last couple of days as I've been trying to get enough strength to get where I can sit down and record this radio program. I've got to make some very hard decisions really soon. And boy, I need your prayers and guidance. I need God's guidance in what needs to be done. Let me just come out and say it. I don't know how much longer I can continue doing this radio program. I didn't realize until this past week just how much time and effort it takes to do one little radio program. Even when I get help from my good friend Jim Calhoun, there's still the editing, the assembling, the distribution, the prepping, and sending it out as a podcast. It takes hours. And when you're weakened like I am, it's hard to think and even function. Then I have to decide what is important. What value does this program have? In recent weeks, I've been making it very clear that our future on WTWW is not looking good. We can remain a little longer on WRMI, but I just can't see going any farther with WTWW. And I'm not in a position now to put any additional into it, and I don't want others that have been great supporters of this program to sacrificially try to uphold it any longer. I think the day is coming that I'm just going to have to say enough is enough. What is this program really accomplishing in the scheme of things? For many of you, I'm just another newscaster, for crying out loud. I'm just another one of those voices you want to hear that talk the right stuff. Well, mostly the right stuff. Some of you disagree with a lot of what I say, and that's all right. Priorities. You know, I can think back when I started out in my radio career. I never thought I'd be ending up in ministry, but that happened. Life has been good to me. I've never been wealthy, but I've done my share of struggles over the years. Another story for another day. I'm at a point in life that after I lost my first wife to cancer not quite 20 years ago, I went through a long desert experience. And my life was not stoic at all. It was unraveling for ages. And it finally started to get better. I made a decision back in 2016. And people criticized me for the decision that I made when I remarried a gal that had lost her husband to heart disease. We realized at that point we were 61 years of age. And we both had spent a lifetime working, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. I've been working since I was, got a work permit at age 16 and even really before that. And then going to school, trying to meet the responsibilities that were not always easy. And I tried to do the best that I could as a broadcaster. I mean, I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning to be on the radio. I did all of the stuff that you're supposed to do. Did I ever get rich doing it? No. A little above average, only because I went into the engineering side and got off the air. There's no real future for an on-air disc jockey. Trust me on that. I mean, never was. It's just an illusion. And I figured it out early on. I gave my life to an industry and finally did the engineering side and then ended up, let's just say, redeeming myself, for lack of a better term, working for a Christian college and building a radio ministry. And I had peace and solace in that for many years. Not a whole lot of income, but I had peace and solace. And that was worth its weight in gold. Believe me on that. Then the door opened to study for the ministry, which I did. And a few years later was ordained. And made the transition from being mostly an on-air or engineering radio guy to a church pastor. And how thankful I am for that opportunity that I was given to do just that. And I've seen incredible success in ministry. I watched churches grow. I've seen lives changed. But after I lost my first wife, I kind of lost interest in a lot of stuff. Became even, not as close to my own family as I needed to be. And I started just going through the motions of life. And now I'm at a point that I've got to rethink everything again. This radio program was born, Truth to Ponder, because of the pandemic and the tremendous amount of lies that were being told by our own government, our own medical establishment, that were obvious. Yet the MSNBCs of the world and the Googles and back then Twitter, they were all in the lie. And it was driving me crazy. I needed somebody to say something, and so I figured if no one's going to say it, I'll say it. And this program was born. And looking over the past 3.5 years, or even more than that now, we made a lot of statements. Sometimes I was concerned am I getting out on a limb, but I felt comfort in doing it. We were right. We were right. The things we've said about the pandemic, who did it, its real purpose, the horrible vaccines that don't work, they were all a lie. Even the New York Times is beginning to admit what we were telling you 2.5 years ago, that these vaccines were not safe and effective at all. They're beginning to admit it. And the floodgates is going to, it's going to open. And trust me, just in time for the election, they'll blame Trump. That's how this works. So I was saying back in 2016, I got married again. And I was in a very different position in life. We had property paid for. And I opted at that time to retire early and just work part-time and things that interested me and have time to spend with my wife and family. And that didn't last all that long. I ended up taking the responsibility of a small church in Georgia. And that barely lasted a year, but it did give us an opportunity to take some little savings we had and invest it and build another property in Georgia, which has helped us in our retirement. We sold that to buy the place here in Virginia. God has been good. And now I've got to decide what is important in my life at this point. I'm trying to be the pastor of a small church, and I'm realizing that I don't have the time because of this radio program that I need. I don't have the help. I don't have the people. People today really don't care about church like they used to. Let's be honest. If they got something else better to do, they do it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I get sick of it. I really do. I get sick and tired of people. You know, I'd like to go to Lowe's today and maybe check out the garden supplies. I'll go to church next week. It broke my heart to have to postpone and cancel services yesterday. You want to know why? I've never had to do that. I don't care how sick that I was. I'd find a way to get through it. But this one, I couldn't. This one was beyond my ability. I am beaten down to the ground. And I have to make some decisions. Does this radio program continue? I'm having my doubts. I don't think it's going to continue on WTWW. And I've got to decide, is it worth doing? Am I making a difference? Look, I know the economy is terrible out there. I get it. A lot of you that do support the program are supporting it less than you did because you can't. And I thoroughly understand that. I really do. My wife and I are on, quote, the fixed income. And it's fixed against us the way things have gone with this just miserable, miserable administration. Idiots in government, buffoons everywhere. They don't get it. They can always vote themselves a raise and borrow more money and just destroy what other people have left. Inflation is just confiscation of your wealth to the government. Because all it does is prints more money and keeps more of yours. And your lifestyle goes down and theirs goes up. We are run, I'm going to put it this way. I'm just going to come out and say it. The United States has become an evil and despicable nation. It really has. Look at what is happening on our college campuses. Look at the ridiculous people in government, these buffoons. Look at Chuck Schumer. I can't stand the guy because he's evil to the core. The entire Democrat Party is anti-American. They're filth and they're liars and they're scum. 100% of them. They're liars. They're reprobates. They believe in the transgender movement. They believe in butchering babies and changing their gender or killing them in the womb. These people will burn in hell for eternity for what they stand for and believe. And I'm sitting out here trying to get that word out, and nobody cares anymore. You can't even get people to go to church. And so I begin to wonder, am I wasting my time? Is anybody really listening? In too many churches today, it's about me and the entertainment value. It's something that I don't do. So I have to make some decisions. In light of what I just went through this past week and I'm still going through, I don't know how I'm going to get these radio programs done this week. I'm already in this studio getting breathless. I'm already getting a headache. I'm already feeling like I could pass out. I'm not up to this much more. And I don't know what kind of battle I'm about to get in fighting this cancer. I really don't. I should know in a few days. But from what I've seen, I think the time has come to reassess what I do. I know a lot of you have appreciated this radio program, and I appreciate you and those that have supported me. It's not easy. When we launched this program, my wife and I put a large amount of savings into this program that we'll never see. It's never going to come back. But it's something that I had to do. Something that I felt was important. You know, when you're a watchman on the wall, the job is to do the job of being the watchman on the wall. And I've been doing that for 3.5 years. And if you're not going to listen or support it, then you get to the point, why? Why continue? Look, I'm not trying to be melodramatic here. I haven't had a good night's sleep in, 5 days? I'm recording this program in advance of Monday and hope I'll be strong enough to record on Monday for Tuesday. It's been a rough week. And when you're sleep deprived, it's hard to even keep your thoughts coherent and together. I don't know what the future's going to bring. But I know one thing. I've got a couple of things that I know that I need to be doing. Number one, when a door opened to build a small FM radio station here in Southwest Virginia, I made the decision to go in that direction and apply for it. And lately, in trying to keep WTWW going, I'm having to take money from things that I wanted to do to build this radio station and divert it to keep WTWW going. Well, that's going to come to an end. I don't know how much time I have, but I'm going to get the radio station done and running. I'm going to get this church where I'm at. I'm praying, God, send me the people to help. Send me somebody that can share the load. Send me people that can set up the stuff we need for worship, for music every Sunday. I'm doing it all. I can't do it all anymore. I'm done. I am simply unable beyond this point to do much more than I've done. I'm not complaining. Trust me on that. I'm really not. I'm just letting you know the facts. I've been feeling this pressure long before the surgery that I needed to consider making some changes. But what changes? And I didn't want to upset people that care about the program, that enjoy it, that are blessed by it. But this program takes a huge amount of my time and my thinking. Let me tell you this. It's not just sitting down and doing what I'm doing now. This is the easy part. To talk for a half hour or an hour, whatever the case may be. It's the hours of finding the material, preparing myself to come before this microphone so I have something worthy to say. And many a sleepless night thinking about what needs to be said going forward. And the problems that we face in this world. It takes its toll. It truly does. And I realize, and I'm going to say this, kind of call this the theme of the program. One of the things that really stood out to me after the surgery, and my mind is still being influenced by whatever anesthesia and medications they gave me for all those hours, my mind was uncontrolled. I tried to sleep, and then my mind would be going all over the road, just dealing and rehashing all the garbage you put up with coming out of the news today. I couldn't turn it off to save my life. It was making me sick. I am so over politics. I really am. I find politics about as despicable as anything on the planet. That's both parties. It's awful. We are run by reprobates in both parties. Liars, thieves, opportunists that trade on inside information to build their own wealth.
But they're good conservatives, Bob. Don't you know that? We need to keep our county red.
Yeah, baloney. Nonsensical. Once they get in, they learn how to play a game. It's amazing how many politicians go in there, you know, like Mr. Smith goes to Washington with all these high hopes, and they become the problem themselves. The United States was given a tremendous amount of blessing by Almighty God. And we have spit and cursed in the face of God as a nation. Our Congress, our courts, our buffoonish, idiotic, unjust courts. The nonsense I'm seeing coming out of Manhattan, that reprobate of a judge needs to be thrown out and disbarred and laughed at and mocked. He's not a judge. He's a political operative. I don't care if you don't like Trump or not, but where's the case? There is none. Look at that filthy buffoon in Fulton County, Fannie Willis, paying $700,000 to her boyfriend to go party and have sex with him, paid for by the county. And this is what's prosecuting a case? The United States is under God's judgment. If you can't see it, look at the courts in New York. Look at the courts in Fulton County. Look at Jack Smith. Look at it all. We are being ruled by Satan himself. We've allowed it to happen. They're coming for us and your kids. And if you think a rapture is going to save you from all this, you're a fool. We are about to really come into a time where I think it's a waste of time for me to do a radio program like this. Why bother anymore? Nobody cares. I'll keep trying to build a church. I'll try to provide a small sanctuary in this part of the world where I'll be living out my days. But I have to ask you, is the fight worth it anymore? Oh, Bob, don't worry. Trump's going to win. Do you think they're going to allow Trump to win? They're throwing everything they can. And don't think they don't have a plan B, C, and D ready to roll out. It's a long way to November for people, let me tell you right now. It really is. And they haven't even begun to fight dirty. They're just using the buffoon squad just to make noise and see where it goes. It's backfiring, so they'll do something else. They're not, look, how many of you told me back at this same time in 2020, hey, man, look how Trump is doing. Look at the rallies in spite of the pandemic. And don't worry about those riots. You know, everybody understands. Look what happened. Too many people put their hopes and trust in all the wrong things. And you got burned. Look, I know you've probably never heard me talk like this before, but I've never been so defeated and beaten down as I am today. And I have to make decisions. I really do. Will this program be here next week or next month? I don't know. I'll have to talk to my doctor and my wife and my God. And I really need to hear from you. I'm just being brutally honest. I'm tired. And I have to decide, you know, when I took on this radio program, it meant the ability to see my family got diminished terribly. it had been several years before since I saw my family, and that was back for a couple of weeks in February. And it's almost impossible for me to get away to spend time. And now time has become a really precious commodity to me because I don't know how much time I'm going to have. And do I take what time that God has given me and do this? And worry about it? Try to fund it? Or to say it's time for somebody else to pick up the mantle and continue on? Let me finish out the work that God has given me in other areas. That's where my heart and mind is at today. I know this has been hard for some of you to hear. And it's been hard for me to even say. But it had to be said. I am exhausted. Maybe I'll get better. Maybe I'll feel better in a week. I don't know. I didn't think I'd make it to do today's radio program. That's how bad it's been. And I know when I get done with this, I'll be going back to bed for an hour or two. I'm going to have to. I have no choice. If you believe in what we're doing, would you let me know that it's worth it? I'm going to make the decision very soon. It really depends on you. Visit the website, truth2ponder.com. I'll give that information again in a couple of minutes. You can write us, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. It's really up to you if this program continues or not. And it's really up to God to hold up my health to continue as well. We'll be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The experiences of Israel coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you can get and love in a moment. When we have a tour to Israel, and when we leave Israel, people are often sad. There's so many experiences coming to an end and that spoke to them. And well, I tell them, you know, it's not an experience. It's that you take it home with you. See, the problem is in life, most people live for experiences, even believers. They talk about even experiences in the Lord, experiences of the Spirit. And that's great, can be of the Lord. But there's a difference between experience of the Lord and the Lord himself. It's not the end. You see, the experience is not the destination. All experiences come to an end, but God doesn't. Don't make those things your aim. The experiences of the Lord, but the Lord of the experiences. See, even the experience of the Lord without the presence of the Lord, they're just gift wrapping without the gifts, without the take-home reality. You see, it's not about how great the service was. If it was good, that's great. But that wasn't the point, because the services are not the point. The Lord of the services is the point. Pilgrimages to Israel always end. You know, so do services, so do songs, so do radio shows. But the Lord of the pilgrimage, the Lord of the song, he doesn't end. Take it home with you. Take him from Bethlehem. From Nazareth, from Galilee, the beauty of the Lord. From Gethsemane, the love of God. From Calvary, the price of his love. All that's to be taken into your life. It's great that you have the experience of the Lord, but go deeper. Get beyond the experience of the Lord to the Lord of the experience. Because when all the experiences are finished, the Lord will still be there. Want more? Ask for a tour of the Promised Land on CD. How'd you like to receive some special daily teachings, meditations, updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy, and your Jewish roots in Jesus? Well, you can. A free subscription for Sapphires and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, all free. You'll love it. How do you get all this? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. How? to receive your free gifts, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA1. Now, I invite you to join with me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people and reach millions of unreached peoples around the world on five continents, the most amazing way you can ever impact the world with your life for the gospel. Shortwave radio, blanket the earth. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA1. That's YESHUA1. Or write me direct. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111. That's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Hasar Shalom, the Lord of the Experiences.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. This first part of the program was very rough to deliver. And I've been thinking about some of this for a while in the back of my mind. Am I really doing you a service in doing this program? Is there a real meaning for it? Is there a need for it? Shortwave is expensive. I mean, I give my time, but should I take the time that I have and invest it elsewhere? And that's the question I'm bringing to you. When I started the program, I didn't know if the program was going to run for, well, basically to the end of the pandemic or maybe till the election or somewhere after the first of the year. I really thought it was going to be a short-lived, temporary program. I never envisioned doing this every day of the week. I never envisioned fighting cancer along the way either. I never envisioned taking on the responsibility of launching a mission church. And let me tell you, that could be one of the most heartbreaking things you can imagine. People come and they go, and you try to find out why they leave. Well, I just wasn't being fulfilled. What do you mean fulfilled? What are you bringing to the table? Nothing. I just come to feel good about myself. And you're coming to the wrong church. We live in a very selfish world. And trying to proclaim the gospel, and that's something else. I dealt with this in one church where I was asked to be pastor. That's why I didn't last. They wanted to tell me what to preach on because they didn't want me to preach on certain topics because, you know, we wouldn't want to offend anybody. To which I said, it's not my job to not be offensive because maybe if I'm offensive, I can keep somebody from going into hell. Didn't matter. And of course, they didn't need me. The only way I can get through this week is with the help of Jim Calhoun. And Jim has put together a few segments to help get me through the week. He's got a few topics he's going to share with us today. So, Jim, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you. And I'll close the program and give people the mailing address and a little bit more information. Jim, it's all yours.
Thanks, Bob, and it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, I'm going to be addressing several things on this segment, but I know that it's time that we took stock of how things are and what we think is going to happen. You have to understand that you can compare what's happening to a chess match, and I'm talking a professional world champion style chess match, where one side is using artificial intelligence, and I don't believe the other side is. I think intellectually, I think that it's really no contest between cultures as far as which culture has the most chess-like mindset and traditionally fights wars of attrition. And we live in a microwave society. Everything has to be instant. Instant this, instant that, instant gratification. And it's the culture that has that ingrained that is using the artificial intelligence. And I see that robotics is just making astounding progress of what they're showing us. But I do believe that they're testing robots that are among us that we can't tell the difference between an android and a real live human being. No, I don't think they have androids everywhere. I think that there's probably a model or two. I imagine that there's just several that are being tested right now. But the world is changing out from under us very, very rapidly. And while this is going on, there's this gigantic chess game for the future of mankind. So I'm going to pass on some advice. I think it's good advice. You can be the judge of that. I don't think we should judge anything as us versus them. I think that all of our judgments about everything has to come down to good and righteousness versus evil. And we should always find ourselves on the side of right, on the side of good. It's obvious to me that most world leaders don't care anything about their people. It's all about their own power and gaining wealth for their own families and having a bunker to go to if things need be. And so you can't choose evil simply because your leadership is corrupt and evil. I often wondered how Adolf Hitler kept from being assassinated. I know that there's one famous try that they tried to use a bomb, which did not work, of course. But I always wondered why the German people allowed that to happen, for him to get absolute power and for things to go as wrong as they did. And I think it's the psychological operation, as well as all of the people that are very good at playing chess, even back then, were using all sorts of strategies to keep their people in check and to try to gain an advantage. And that's what we're seeing right now. Gigantic chess match. And if you wonder why things are going the way they are, and I'm going to take a for instance here, Israel bombs the Iranian embassy in Syria, but they never publicly admit that they do. And then Iran sends a massive amount of missiles and drones to strike Israel, knowing full well that most would be shot down because they were old, obsolete models that were really ready for the scrap heap. And then, of course, later on, Iran was hit by Israel again. They do have the forensic proof of that. But Iran says, no, they didn't hit anything. They just sent over toys. Wasn't any big deal. We're not going to do anything about it. And Israel is just tight-lipped about it. They're not acknowledging that they did a strike on Iran. And for about 2 weeks, war was going to break out throughout the entire Middle East. And now it's like, they changed their mind. Nothing to see here. Well, that's all part of the chess match. There are things going on behind the scenes that we'll never know about. But sometimes you sacrifice a pawn to capture a rook or a queen. And that's what's happening right now. There are sacrificial lambs, so to speak, that are being offered as bait and as incentive. And it just seems to me that they're prolonging the inevitable. I think we are going to see massive upheavals as far as wars and changing of governments. If I would compare the world situation to the weather, I'd say that a strong cold front is coming through on a very hot summer day, which always produces turbulent weather. And we have the same thing in our world politics. And so I feel that just choosing good over evil every time, and stay on the right side of history, and stay on the right side of your Heavenly Father, I think that's extremely important. And you might be asking the question, why am I talking about a chess game? Well, it's because many of my listeners, as well as friends of mine and people I talk to, seem to think they're watching a football game or a boxing match, if you want to use a comparison. Or, let's say, a movie where a problem is seen and solved within an hour. Remember, I said we had an instant society. And this psychological operation is grating on people's minds, and they're wondering, what's going to happen and why doesn't more things happen? And the suspense is killing people, and this cliffhanger mentality and the way they keep throwing cliffhanger after cliffhanger on issues that concern you and your life, it's maddening. And that's part of the psychological operation. So I simply wanted to point out that you're watching a chess match, and you know how long that can take. It can take days. You're watching a chess match as opposed to a contact sport or something that's resolved within a determined amount of time. And also, some of the cultures involved are ancient cultures, and they look at the United States as just a baby nation. Although in several decades, we're coming up on 300 years of being a country, if we make it that long. That's still a baby compared to most of the players involved and all of the things that are happening worldwide. And so, no one's in any hurry. They want to get it right, as far as them winning, of course. And they don't care how many people they mess with their minds. And so if you're one of those that's anxious and you wonder what's going on and why doesn't it happen and it's maddening, just know that if you compare it with a chess match and you know it's going to take a while and strategic moves will be made, so just don't worry about it. Live your life. Keep your eye on it, but don't dwell on it. It's not worth it. I think we have so many more important things to think about. I know that I come on the air and tell you to prepare, and things are going to get bad, which I still think they're going to. Matter of fact, I think every day it gets a little worse. But I also am advocating you living your life to the fullest. And don't just base your life totally on what you're going to see on the news or what you're going to hear. We all have our lives to live, and we need to live them. And don't get impatient about things escalating out of hand, because soon enough they will be. Matter of fact, I think they already are, but soon enough things will be bad enough that everyone in the world is going to see what's going on. Right now you still have a few people that are in denial of all of the ills of this world, but they get to be fewer in number every day as this world just disintegrates down into madness. So as the world disintegrates into madness, make sure that you're not a victim, not a statistic. Make sure you keep your head on straight and live your life right. That's my advice to you today. I said I was going to be covering several things. I did an episode on my show, the Living Off-Grid Power and Information Show. And I did a little segment on shortwave radio listening, which I got good response from that. I didn't realize I was going to hit such a nerve. And so I'm going to visit that here just for a minute. It seems that we have a lot of podcast listeners and people that are interested in buying a shortwave. They do. They bring it home. They turn it on. They scan the dial and they don't pick up anything except maybe some static. And they shut it off and say, it doesn't reach here, or this is no good, I wasted my money. And then they just put that shortwave radio away, never to touch it again, or they put it in a garage sale or give it to charity. And I know it's very easy to do, to just flip through the dials and not find anything. That's about the easiest thing you can do on shortwave. But if you learn how to use your shortwave radio, you'll find that you've opened an entire new world of broadcasting. And I do mean literally world. I regularly listen to programs out of Australia, and I listen to lots of programs from Latin America. I can't understand what they're saying, but I sure enjoy the music. And I do believe, by and large, the Bible teaching that you're going to get on shortwave radio is more anointed than not. I think there's an awful lot of good messages going over the airwaves on shortwave that you're never going to hear on regular domestic radio. And of course, you have your people that are way out there too, but not very many. They get weeded out pretty fast. So I'd have to say that if you have a program of value, it's going to gain listeners and gain support, because the vast majority of those on shortwave radio are non-commercial. They just rely on donations from listeners. But getting back to the actual use of the shortwave, I would recommend that you do a web search on shortwave stations in the United States, and the major ones are WBCQ, WRMI. Bob Bierman is reviving WTWW, and of course WWCR, which is a very heavy hitter. Go to those websites and check to see if they have a webcast, and start listening to some of the shortwave broadcasters on your computer. And then also write down the location on the dial each of these stations is. Then when you get your radio out, you know what the program is. And so you can turn your radio on and go to those coordinates and see if your radio is going to pull it in. If it doesn't, it's likely your antenna. You either have an inferior internal antenna, or you might have a simple telescoping antenna that just isn't strong enough. And there are ways to strengthen those telescoping antennas just by simply taking some wire that still has the insulation on. I like to use 14 to 18 gauge wire. Doesn't have to be thick wire for sure. Just make sure it has the coating around the actual wire itself. And then take your wire and roll out about 20 feet of it. And go to a picture window or a window of your house that's away from computers and things that are going to throw some interference, and simply make a loop antenna around your window. You might have to go several times around if you have a small window. And then loop the other end around the antenna, making sure that the metal does not touch the metal on the antenna. And that'll increase that antenna strength by a long ways, and it'll help. And if you start pulling in local radio as far as AM and FM bleed, that means that it's too strong of a signal, and you want to unwrap several wraps around your antenna, or place that wire a quarter inch away from the metal and have it never touch, which is kind of tricky, but you can do that if you position your radio correctly. And so there are ways to get by and to learn how to tune into the stations. But it's very important you have a good radio. If you have a $20 radio that's just basically a junker, well, you're not going to get performance. And you don't want to overspend, because you can spend $500 and maybe overspend, whereas a $100 radio would fit you better. So it's not really the money you spend, because the more you spend, the more features you have, and lots of times the features aren't needed. So I'm just talking a basic radio here. Make sure it has the capability of having an external antenna, and then hook it to a very good external antenna. You can do a web search and find different ways to increase your signal strength and different antennas you can build or buy to enhance your shortwave radio to make it a very enjoyable thing to listen to. Also, I highly recommend a digital tuner. The analog tuners are fine, but lots of times you're not quite sure where you're at on the dial. You know that you're close to something, and so you just kind of go back and forth until you finally tune it in. Whereas a digital radio will take you precisely to where you need to be as far as location on the dial. And do not expect shortwave to resemble your local AM or FM station. Because if you took all of the commercials off of your local AM station, the actual programming time is probably somewhere around 12 to 14 hours in a 24-hour span. And shortwave broadcasters generally don't have commercials. And there are some stations that change transmitters, or they transmit just certain times a day, then they shut down. And so if you're listening to, let's say, 5085, well, 5085 comes on in the evening, and it's only on for several hours, and then it goes dark until the next day. By the way, those of you who live in the central part of the United States, that frequency booms through here. And so if you can't pick up 5085 when you live in Kansas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Wyoming, the states surrounding, then you probably have an antenna problem, because that has an excellent signal. And also WWCR has an excellent signal. And I listen to WBCQ that comes out of Maine. I listen to that every evening. And it comes into my home actually better than the local AM station does. And you can't forget WRMI. They have transmitters sending signals everywhere, as to all of the stations I've mentioned. But shortwave signals are directed, and they direct them at certain regions. And most of the antennas point either west or southwest. And of course, the shortwave stations that are in California, one currently just went off the air, and I listened to that, and that signal was aimed basically towards New England. And so that signal just blew right through here, and I was able to listen to Bob Bierman every night out of Los Angeles. But that station is no longer on the air. But what I'm trying to tell you is there is shortwave stations out there. You're going to have patience and train yourself as to when the best listening times are. And hang tough with it for as long as it takes, a day, a week. Just play with it at certain times of the day. And if you're not pulling anything in, it's your radio or your antenna. If you have a portable, it's best to walk around your house and find the hotspots inside your house. And if there is none, go outside your house and find the hotspots where the stations are coming in the best. And that is where you want to put an external antenna, in that location. So just use your head and be patient, and it'll pay off. And I want to tell everyone that's listening on a podcast, I do believe that restrictions are coming on the internet, and possibly the internet might go away if we have an EMP attack. And shortwave might be the only way you're going to be able to hear Truth to Ponder and other programs like it. So I would highly recommend that the podcasters, for insurance that they can always tune in to Truth to Ponder, you need to purchase a good shortwave radio, learn how to use it, and I assure you that you'll end up enjoying it. And like most everything in life, you have to acquire a taste for it. And I don't even think about turning on any kind of radio but shortwave. All of my favorite stations are on shortwave. Everyone I listen to is a shortwave broadcaster. You can find music shows that have everything from the old gramophone records from like 1900 to 1910, wax cylinders. You have shows that are just simple gospel music with a vocal and a piano. You have some of the best Latin and Latin jazz in the world. Brazilian music that's absolutely awesome. All sorts of oldies rock as far as baby boomer music. And then after Truth to Ponder on WTWW, you get to listen to Ancient Word Radio, which has some of the great old hymns and great Christian music. And there's good Christian music, and there's some country music and some bluegrass. There's some classical music. You just have to know where to find it, when to listen. And it's out there, and it's very good. And so I would highly recommend that you get a shortwave radio, because I think you're going to need one in the future. I really do. And if nothing truly happens to disrupt the world, then you'll have a wonderful radio to listen to great programming regardless. So I think that's a very worthwhile investment. The last thing I'm going to talk about and just briefly mention, because I'm about out of time, it's time to forage. And if you don't know what foraging is, that means you go out and basically gather food. Back when mankind were primarily hunters and gatherers, they went and foraged. And before you roll your eyes and say, oh, he's talking about going back to the Stone Age. No, I'm not. And a lot of people don't quite understand the whole concept. And so I'm going to put it to you as simple as I can. When God created Adam and then Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden. And he told them that they could eat of every tree. Everything was their food, all but the one. And of course, mankind botched it. But what I'm getting at is God created all this food for mankind to live in the world he created for us to live in. And although we don't live in the Garden of Eden, the plants that God made to sustain mankind and also to make mankind flourish are still growing all over the world. And right now is the prime time to go out and fill your pantry with food that is free. Everyone that goes to the grocery store, they can't believe what they're paying, and They're not coming home with as many groceries as they used to. That's most people. Well, know that there's a grocery store at your feet almost everywhere where you live. Just find out which plants are edible and start using them. A perfect example is I just had lunch, and I made myself a sandwich. And lots of times I like to put romaine lettuce on my sandwich. Well, I don't use romaine lettuce, not in foraging season. I have identified over 20 edible plants that are just in my yard alone. And so I went out and I got some curled dock and some dandelion greens, and that was my lettuce. And so in closing, I want everyone to at least know that God does care for us and He has given us the food. And so if you're going hungry, or you know someone that's going hungry, and so if you're one of those that want to try new things and also want to take advantage of God's bounty that He gave us, check out the edible plants in your area and go foraging. I think it's going to pay off both health-wise and also in your pocketbook. I'd like to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to his great audience again. I appreciate it. And until next segment, everyone, stay strong, stay alert, and never ever forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
Well, Jim Calhoun, I want to thank you for being such a good friend and volunteering your time to help me out, especially during this time with what I'm having to deal with. There's no way I would have gotten through today's program if I didn't have Jim put part of it together. My voice is still a bit weak from the breathing tube. It caused some issues again. And so talking is not even easy for me right now. I need your prayers more today than I've ever needed them since I began this radio program back in 2020. I mean, honestly, this has been a very difficult, almost 2 years now. When I first noticed I had a physical problem and then the diagnosis of cancer. And we've had ups and downs and we've been able to get through it. Some days I felt great, other days not so great. Some days the programs I thought were decent, other days I felt that I let you down. But I tried. And now as I'm sharing with you, it's time to make the hard decision. Has this program run its course? Can we afford to stay on WTWW? It's got a great signal, but apparently it's not reaching the people it needs to reach. Or maybe nobody has an interest. I guess people would rather listen to oldies or some music and be entertained or whatever it is you want that apparently I'm not providing. I need to invest what time that I have. While I have time, I need to use the time wisely. Are you following? I told my wife I would love to be able to spend a little bit of time, maybe this summer and again in the winter, with family that I've not been able to do in such a long time. So let me give you the mailing address. First of all, the website, you can go there to find out how to support us, everything else you need. Or you can contact us, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. And God willing, I will see you again tomorrow on Truth to Ponder.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder. Shining the light of truth in a darkening world.